Protests against Kenyan President William Ruto have sparked a new wave of music, poetry, and art. That's energizing the young Kenyans leading the protests, even as human rights groups say many of the demonstrators have gone missing. From Nairobi, here's Emmanuel Igunza.
This is arguably the biggest song right now in Kenya. It's being played everywhere you go here and even among diaspora communities in America and across Europe. It's called Anguka Nayo by Kenyan rap duo Wadaglis. Anguka Nayo means fall down with it in Swahili, which is widely spoken across Eastern Central Africa. This catchy song with an equally energetic dancing style has now been adopted as the unofficial anthem of the protests that have been ongoing in Kenya since mid-June.
Mr. President Niruto, oh, gani unatupeleka?
I'm here at the Kenya National Theatre to meet 24-year-old Hezron Wanjira, who overnight has shot to fame in Kenya after he wrote a really scathing poem about President William Ruto. Well, just a few weeks ago, Wanjira, who goes by the stage name Cricket Rights, was struggling. Today, he's fully booked, including at this event being hosted by the UN. He's even been shortlisted for an Africa Arts Award for his poem. He tells me what inspired him to produce the poem and video, which have gone viral.
I'm an active citizen, a citizen who feels like we need leaders who are accountable. Now, the part of the art only comes to support what I feel, the ideas that I have. The poetry now comes as a tool to drive whatever consciousness that I have.
And it's not just music. Posters and murals have emerged across many cities calling for justice for those killed, while others depict variations of the Kenyan flag, which has also been used widely by demonstrators.
My name is Eric Wanaina. I'm a singer and a songwriter and a producer from Nairobi, Kenya.
Afropop singer and political activist Eric Wanaina knows this too well. He's an accomplished and internationally awarded artist. His songs have often hit out at African governments on issues like corruption and good governance.
We're very greedy people. And that creativity has been continually suppressed. But there is no way to suppress this movement and the creativity that's going to come with it. I think it's a wonderful thing that the pantheon of Kenyan revolution music continues to grow.
These protests have been youth-led, but have been nationally embraced. The Gen Z have no leaders, but activist Wanjira Wanjiru has emerged as a vocal spokeswoman for the movement. She says they have drawn inspiration from global resistance movements and pro-democracy activists in countries like South Africa, Egypt, Hong Kong, and Russia's Pussy Riot, who have used music and art to rally protesters.
We don't feel why we should be paying taxes to a government that does not give us service delivery. So that is why we will still continue pushing until, honestly, Ruto is out, because he has shown us that he has no willingness to fix this country.
And the ripple effects are already being felt across the continent, with protests in countries like Nigeria and Uganda. Kenyan youth have used music to inspire political change, and many of them also hope it's created a new soundtrack of consciousness for their generation. For NPR News, I'm Emmanuel Igunza in Nairobi, Kenya.